Hello everyone, this is Jotu the Gaming Guru, and I have a story. I feel like I need to tell this because it's been 5 years in the making. My life has been pretty crazy. From being pretty well off, pretty set financially, on a good path, long-term girlfriend, well-paying job. It was a winning vacations from the job, or you know, certain trips to went to Vegas and all kinds of stuff. I had it pretty good. I was living on top of the world, and then everything, literally everything, was taken from me. And I lost my house, the long-term girlfriend, the job, the vehicle, everything that I owned. And now here I am, 5 years down the road, and everything's seems to be coming full circle, and I'm almost there to getting back on my feet. But my story, I'll start with when I was on top of the world, when everything was great. Had a nice ride, had a nice Jeep with a little lift, a stick shift, four-wheel drive, and it was an old-school Cherokee. And I had won another trip with the company to go to Vegas, and I was actually going out and drinking with my boss on May 17th, 2014. We went out after work, got off probably around 11 or so after we closed everything up, and I drank way too much. I celebrated way too hard. And I got into a pretty bad car crash on the way home. Thankfully, no one else was involved, but I was on the interstate. I flipped my Jeep like 7 or 8 times. It looked like a crushed soda can. And I was lucky to be alive. But I was not uninjured. And the company, there's a thing called right to fire in Tennessee. And the company fired me immediately once they found out I was basically bedridden. So I didn't have health insurance. I didn't have anything. So I couldn't go to the hospital. And I had an incredible pain in the middle of my back, right between my shoulder blades. It was like, if I moved a certain way, it was like a lightning bolt struck my spine. And an unbearable pain was sent through my entire body. So I had to lay still on a couch for nearly 4 months. To recuperate. Then after that time, I slowly started moving again, stretching and moving around, and I finally got back to where I was able to move again, probably 4 or 5 months later, and I could actually get around a little bit. And at this time, I still couldn't work though. I couldn't lift anything. I couldn't bend over. It took me a couple years to even be able to like bend over and pick something up. But about the time I was able to start walking again and do minor things, my mother, who was taking care of me because she's the only family I have here in Tennessee, and I'm from Florida and don't really associate with the people around here, so she gets into a wreck, and someone else was at fault, and She had severe damage to her hip. She has trouble walking still. She can't really walk. And we're in the process of waiting on a settlement from that still. And that was 5 years ago. After that happened, me and my mom lost the house that I was working part-time at a golf course. And we were splitting the rent and helping each other out. We lost the house whenever she couldn't work, and I couldn't work more than, 12 to 18 hours a week, just standing on my feet for that long. It was very, very, back injuries are strange, because if you don't have your back, you have nothing, and it was a rough time. So anyways, we lose the house we were at, and we have quite a few pit bulls. And if you know anything about pit bulls, they're discriminated against, and turning them into a pound or anywhere really is a bad idea because they're very likely to be put down. So instead of having the dogs put down, my mother got for her father, my grandpa's old traveling camper, and she stayed in it with a couple of the dogs, and I took the rest of the dogs and basically went out into the wilderness for almost 3 years. I started out on a mountainside near a waterfall where a freshwater creek was, and I had a lot of dried foods and stuff. I had a duffel bag full of dried fruit and jerky and all kinds of stuff like that, peanut butter, so long-term foods. And my mom would come check, you know, she would come check on me and the dogs every now and then, bring supplies and what have you. But I lived out there, had a mountain man beard. It was, you know, roughly, I'd say 8 inches long. It was a big, thick mountain man beard. It was beautiful. Had the long hair as well, long, curly hair, Jesus style. And I've had a lot of strange occurrences living out in the woods. There's many stories I have, so I'm not going to try to cover them all in one podcast, but I will tell the story of when I wasn't living near the waterfall, I was living near a rock quarry, and this was actually where my mother was staying. And the guy, this old guy who sounded just like Herbert from The Family Guy, and I mean, this dude was Herbert to the T. He had damaged his vocal cords or something. It was hilarious, but he was a pervert. It was strange. He was Herbert the pervert in real life. He like tried to pay underage girls to run naked around the quarry. He was very, very disturbed old man. And there's actually people that had died at that rock quarry at that swimming hole because you know, there's a high jump there, way too high. A couple people died. And he didn't have a lifeguard or anything like that. So it took, the sheriffs had been wanting to shut this guy down for a long time. Anyways, I go out there, because my mom's staying out there. She said she didn't feel safe. And it was weird because where she was staying near this freshwater creek, where we had her camper parked, there was, it looked like a Indian burial mound. I have quite a bit of Cherokee Indian in me. And it looked like a mound, a burial mound. Because it had rocks stacked into the dirt, almost pyramid style, you know, as if someone was laying brick. It was strange, but it was near where my mom was camping, and I just wanted to clue that in. I don't know why, it was a strange thing that was there, because a lot of bad things happened there, and that's where I want to go with this story, is the story of when I was attacked by a pack of coyotes, me and my dogs. One of my dogs had just had a litter of puppies, and they were, I mean, maybe 4 or 5 days old, and I had built a shed for them, an enclosed shed, you know, so nothing could get in or out unless I had to open the door to let the mom in there to feed and stuff. So I had these puppies in the shed, and then, I don't know if you've ever heard a pack of coyotes before trying to get after something, food or anything, but it's a terrifying noise, absolutely haunting. They make this almost like a hyena laugh. It's a creepy sound. Well, I hear that, and it wakes me up instantly, and I snap out of, I was sleeping in a tent outside the camper, because my mom was in the camper. I was in a tent with one of my dogs, and as soon as I heard it, my dog heard it, he starts going nuts. And whenever I say he, I have six pit bulls. So I'll name them all. Don't expect you to remember, but I'm just going to name them. I have Aries, which is my mom's dog. He stays with my mom. Then there's Fathead, which is Aries' son, who's almost twice as big as Aries, and that's my dog. And he's kind of crazy. Then there's Shade and Shadow. Shade is Shadow's daughter. Complicated, I know. Then there's Athena, and then there's Damus. And they're all family. They're all of the dogs that are not Shadow and Aries are the children of Shadow and Aries. So, I'm in the tent with Fathead. Shade is in the camper, but she knows how to open the camper door. So whenever me and Fathead hear the dogs, Fathead jumps up, I open the tent, he runs out the tent, and then Shade, as soon as, you know, all the noise starts happening, Shade opens the camper door and it shuts behind her, but she gets out. So she comes out and Fathead's out, and there's probably, it was dark and I didn't have my flashlight at hand, so all I had was a hatchet. And it was pitch black outside. I couldn't really see anything except for, like, there was, my mom had these solar panel lights that were kind of lighting up the front part of the camper. And they were just, at the edge of where the light reached, which is where the shed was for the puppies. And there was probably 6 or 7 coyotes. So they're all, like, surrounded the shed, and Fathead and Shade are taken off after them. I mean, they just made a beeline toward the coyotes. Fathead hits one of the coyotes in mid-stride so hard that I hear the air, like, escape this thing's lungs whenever he hits it. Like, he hit, looked like in the neck, like, just hit it. And you could just hear this, like, crunch and this gasp for air, like a balloon being let out. It was a terrifying noise. I can't even think of describing it. So he does that. I grab my hatchet. You know, I hear Fathead hit that coyote, and that coyote was dead before I even came back out of the tent with the hatchet. So he kills that coyote, and then Shade is locked in fighting with, like, 2 more, and then Fathead takes off after those coyotes that are fighting Shade. And now, mind you, my mom's in the camper, but she won't let the dogs out because she don't know what's going on. She thinks that the dogs are fighting or something. So I come out with the hatchet from the tent, and then one of the coyotes runs up and bites me on the hand, and it was terrifying because everything slowed down, and when it bit me on the hand, I could see its canine tooth going into my skin, just inside of the base of your thumb and your left index finger knuckle, like that meaty part in there. His canine goes in there, and then the rest of his mouth just wraps around my hand, and it feels like he crushes it in his mouth. So I reach back, and I hit him as hard as I could in the back with that hatchet, and I'm damn near killed him with it, hit him as hard as I could, then hit him a couple more times till he was dead. But he had already fucked my hand up, so I dropped the hatchet, and then another coyote ran at me and tried to get my other hand and took the tip of my right index finger off. Whenever he didn't get my hand, but I pulled back, and when I did, his canine just caught my index finger and ripped it right open. And then after he did that, I tried to kick him, and then he took a chunk out of my fucking leg right out of my calf. So he took a chunk out of my calf. And then after that happened, I just kind of lost it and kind of blacked out after that. And I guess I had picked my hatchet back up and just started swinging, and Fathead and Shade had killed a couple more, because there was 5 dead altogether. And I think a couple got away once we had killed, like, all the other 5. But it was such a bloody, gory, horrifying scene. My mom was, like, screaming and crying and freaking out. She didn't know what to think. And that was probably the craziest experience I've ever had in my life, having to fight for my life like that. And thankfully, my dogs, they made it out almost unscathed. I mean, they got scratched up pretty good, and they were bleeding, a couple gashes here and there, but nothing even close to severe. And I mean, those coyotes were just tore apart. I mean, I'd always wondered what a pit bull versus a coyote would be like, and I wish I'd have never fucking asked, because that was terrible. It was the worst experience. It was terrifying. The sounds that they made, it just, man, it was like war. It was just awful. And you go into this primal mode whenever you're fighting for your life like that. And you just, there's, like I said, I blacked out basically. And this was all to keep my dogs from being put in a cage or put down somewhere trying to protect them, and they end up getting in a fight with a pack of coyotes out in the middle of the woods.